Welcome back to KNTR 980 AM, streaming on KNTRSports.com. Nice app to put on your phone or a portable device will be the TuneIn app.
For sure.
And you can get the free version. Just have to put up with the commercials. But, hey, you know, commercials make the world go around. All right, so right now, as we get ready for the second quarter, our score is 27-7. The Shamrocks over in front of the Knights. There was a blocked extra point attempt that kept them from scoring 28. And Havasu with the football, and it's going to be a big play for the Knights coming up, Paul, because on this, they're deep inside Yuma Catholic territory. The ball at the 34-yard line, and big offensive play for the Knights. It's fourth down, and Havasu.
Yeah, but they need to stick with Briggs. They've been getting a lot of success with Briggs. I'm surprised if they don't give it to Briggs.
Yeah, you know, you're talking fourth down and five.
Right.
And it's very doable on the ground. Halo jump in the gun. He's got two receivers out to his left, two to his right. Tyler Thompson out to the near side of the field. Lockman in motion. Halo jump rolls around. He's under pressure. He's going to throw the ball out of bounds.
Man.
And that's going to put the ball back into Yuma Catholic's hands on offense.
Well, at least the field position isn't too bad. I mean, they're at their own 34-yard line to start, so it's not like they're on the Havasu side of the field.
Yeah, I like the play where he rolled out. It was too bad he was under pressure, didn't
right.
get enough time to look downfield, and it's a turnover of downs, and the Yuma Catholic offense coming back out on the field. And, you know, when you're down by 20 and you're on the road and you're inside your opponent's side of the field down at the 34-yard line, you got to get that fourth down a try. So, hot number 11 in the gun for the Shamrocks, waiting for the snap. And once again, he kind of bobbles it, and he hands
right.
it off to Ford, tape Ford number 24,
oh,
and he's a load to bring down. Boy, I tell you,
that looks like Stopke.
He had four Knights on him, and
yeah.
finally, after the first down, he is tackled at the Shamrock 47-yard line. So Tate Ford doing a good job. That 1-2 punch they have of Ford and Stallworth, pretty powerful.
And Ott.
Yeah,
no
Ott
doubt about it.
Yeah.
He's having trouble handling the ball tonight though.
Yeah.
That was a couple
That's
of times a box snap, but, 12 yards on the run. You can't complain there.
First down for the Shamrock. Ott in the gun. At his own 41-yard line, three receivers out to his right, single receiver to his left, and again, it's another bad snap, and we have a false start on the Shamrocks. So that's going to back up about 5 yards, but hey, before the whistle blew, once again, the snap was a little low, and Ott had a really hard time grabbing that football.
Yeah, right. You're going to back up the Shamrocks another 5 yards, so that's good. Ball sitting on their own 42. You got just over 11 minutes left in the second quarter. Seems like there should be a lot more off the clock, but 27-7 the lead for Yuma Catholic.
Ott in the gun, standing at his own 36. Same formation before the penalty. Ott looks to throw downfield. He's got a man open, and that's number two. And brought down is our favorite name for the evening.
Sir Stokes.
And that's Sir Stokes.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know, I'm thinking maybe the Sly and the Family Stone generation there, right?
Could be.
Possibly.
You're dating yourself.
Or Sir Mix-a-Lot. That's a few years apart.
So, a minimal gain on that. I know they had the penalty, the 5-yard penalty, but it moves the ball across the original line of scrimmage. And let's see, we have a whistle on the field. Andrade, number 24, is the player that the official is communicating to, and I think we're going to have an official timeout. We have an injury on the field, and we're going to take a break. Come back with more from Yuma Catholic. Shamrocks out in front of the Knights, 27-7.
0% financing and approved credit through October 31st, 2023. See dealer for details.
Arnold here with Bradley Chevrolet. Truck season continues. Hurry in now and choose Silverado with 0% financing and no payments for 90 days. Plus additional Bradley discounts on select new Silverados. There's no need to drive 3 hours for a fair deal. We're stocked up and motivated to move them out. Hurry in now and shop online at BradleyChevrolet.com or BradleyChevroletParker.com. Chevrolet, find new roads.
Call the good guy and have a
Living in the desert presents some unique challenges, like some pretty unsavory pests taking up residency in your home. The problem is, oftentimes you don't notice them until it's too late. Havasu Pest Control has been inspecting, detecting, and helping to control desert pests in Havasu since 1973. They're state certified to help you maintain a pest and rodent-free environment. So call the good guys at Havasu Pest Control, 855-1054.
Okay, number 24, Andrade. He's off the field. Coach Carl Thompson out there to assist a little bit. Don't know. Maybe a little shaken up on the previous play. He has his helmet off, and he's out of the game at this time. So it is going to be, let's see, second down, 7 yards for the first down. Off the quarterback, in the gun, gets the snap, and a little shovel pitch up the middle. Number 44, the ball carrier. That's Stallworth. He's going to push it across enough to pick up the first down. The ball's going to be marked at the 39-yard line of the Knights.
They're getting a lot of positive yards using that option and that shovel right up the middle. It's almost Patrick Mahomes-like when you look at it. Nice, nice play by Ott and some more positive yardage for the Shamrocks.
It's the end of the seventh inning in Texas.
Yes.
Arizona's still out in front by a score of 5-3, so the D-backs up the bat at the top of the eighth. First and 10 for Yuma Catholic.
The good news, Steve, is I don't think we'll see Manaply again. I think this is where you go into the eighth inning with
Ginkle.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. I have a whistle on the field. We have a timeout, and we're going to keep it right here and talk about some of our sponsors. I want to talk about Anderson Auto Group and Power Sports. They have dealerships, auto dealerships in Lake Havasu City. They have them in Kingman and in Bullhead, the Ford dealerships. In Havasu, you have Anderson Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. Also Anderson Nissan and Anderson Toyota. They also have their power sports division with two locations in Lake Havasu City, north on Lake Havasu Avenue in Kiowa, and then also on the south side of town at Sweetwater in Oro Grande.
Mm-hmm.
Shop the huge selection of new and used side-by-sides and ATVs. You can check it all out at AndersonPowerSportsHavasu.com. Getting to be great riding weather, and whether you're out on the lake, and some people still are, it's not too bad. Or if you're off in the desert and you're looking for a new side-by-side or an ATV, give the folks at Anderson Power Sports a shot. Okay, after the timeout by Yuma Catholic, with 9:39 to go in the half, the Shamrocks with the football, Ott at his own 47-yard line, in the gun, waiting for the snap. Good snap this time. Rolls to his right, looking to throw the ball downfield, and he's got an interception. Havasu comes up with a pick, and it's number 21, Luke Johnson. If I got the numbers right, number 21. Yeah, Luke Johnson.
Yeah,
it was Luke. He is a freshman. He's a freshman.
Well, yeah, Gavin Briggs in pursuit over there.
I'll tell you what.
And they leveled the quarterback right after Ott let go of the ball. And then one of the linemen was sticking up I'm surprised because he took a swing at one of the Havasu players. I'm surprised it wasn't flag on the play after the pick.
Nice pick. And we failed to mention early on in the game, Havasu's only have, I think, 5 or 6 seniors on the team, depending from week to week. But they have a lot of young players on the team. We talked about Halo Jump, number 10, the quarterback, being a sophomore. Now you have number 21, Luke Johnson, with a great pick, and he is a freshman. So if you're worried about Havasu down the road a little bit next season or the season after, I don't think you have to too much because some of these lower classmen obviously will get a lot more playing time and mature, and as Coach Thompson indicated, sometimes it's a 3-year cycle that you go through.
Right.
And this is year number one.
You better be careful if you're a human Catholic not to pound on them too hard, because these sophomores and juniors will be back here next year.
All right, the ball is handed off, and looks like AAA number 5 is the ball carrier. With Andrade out right now, AAA number 5 is going to get a little bit of work to relieve number 4, Briggs. And he stays in the game at running back. So it's a nice pickup of 6. So it's going to bring a second down, 4 yards to go. Havasu with the ball at their own 45-yard line, trailing by 20. Still time to go in the first half. Justin Taylor, number 1, with the ball. He caught it. And after doing a little of a juke over on the side of the field, he puts the ball out for a gain of a yard. And it's going to bring up a third down for the Friday Knights. There's a little bit over 8 minutes to go here in the first half of action. And big third down play for the Friday Knights.
Well, they got their own Death Star here at UMass Catholic, you know, just like they do at Dodger Stadium. That sound system, you get pretty loud.
They do rock.
They certainly do.
All right, so it's third down for Havasu. Jump gets the snap. Pitches the ball out to the far side, AAA number 5, and it looks like he might have picked up the first down before he went out of bounds. It's going to be really close. And I think that's going to be short by about a yard, according to the yardstick on the far side. So you know this is going to be fourth down situation, a yard to go. Coach Thompson is keeping the offense out on the field, and rightfully so.
Playing the AC/DC on the sound system, fourth down and 1.
So the Knights now with an opportunity.
Looks like Trouble is in the backfield too, Steve.
Jump ready for the snap. Trying to draw the defense offside. Not a bad
surprise Thompson doesn't come up with his own version of the coach push.
Yeah, well, high school football.
Yeah, you never know.
I don't know if that's going to fly.
Carl Thompson, you never know, right?
That's going to fly too much. We have a timeout on the field. We're going to keep it right here for you. There's 7:04 to go here in the first half of action, 27-7. Yuma out on top over the Havasu Knights by a score of 27-7. And a quick update for you. It is still the top of the 8th, a couple outs. Arizona still in the lead, 5-3 in Texas, game 1 of the World Series.
Right. And I still think you're going to see Ginkle in the bottom of the 8th. Looks like Gurriel's up at the plate right now with 2 outs. So, yeah, keep your fingers crossed. And like I said, we're at UMA Catholic, so put your hands together, Steve.
Paul, they're together quite a bit.
Well, I tell you what, the sound system, though, it is no Speak Out 2.0 playlist. You know that, right?
You didn't let that go, Paul.
I'm just saying.
Nobody understands what you're talking about.
Well, I heard it earlier. Thank you for being a friend, and now they're going to the Queen.
This is a sports station.
I got you.
All right. Tyler Thompson, number 2, in at quarterback. And we talked about his running abilities. And you have Briggs in the backfield with him. It's fourth down and a yard to go, and Thompson on the option. He's going to pick up the first down and more as he gets across midfield into Shamrock territory. Nice play by number 2, Tyler Thompson.
Got a flag on the play.
And let's see what the referees have to say about this.
It's in the where the receivers are. It's going to be against Havasu. I think it's a holding.
Yeah,
they're marching it back. It's going to that first down is going to go for naught.
That was a nicely designed play by the Fighting Knights.
Oh, it's an offside.
Offside the Fighting Knights. So it's going to back them up, and it's still going to be fourth down. It's going to be fourth down and about 6 yards now to pick up the first down. The Havasu offense still on the field. You had Tyler Thompson at quarterback on that last play. He picked up the first down, but the penalty negated that. And I think Coach Thompson is going to send out the punting unit. Now, they've been known.
Now, that's going to be a first.
They've been known for the fake punt, too.
Right.
We'll see what happens.
Right.
So it's fourth down. Ball back in Havasu territory at the Knights' 42-yard line. Halo jump is the punter, number 10, standing at his own 30. Bad snap. He picks it up, and it's going to be a high, short punt. And it's going to take a Havasu roll. Inside the 30-yard line, it's going to be down at the 30-yard line. by number 6. And Havasu will...
Spencer Ibarra.
Havasu will bring out their defense, and the Shamrocks, obviously, their offense with 6:49 to go here in the first half.
We're taking a look at the World Series. One of the coaches up here has his phone on the World Series live, and not a lot of joy in Texas right now.
You don't throw him under the bus.
He's not watching. He's watching the game.
Okay.
I'm watching the series.
Okay, so let's make sure of that. Okay.
I'm just saying, the coach.
You got a lot of eyes on the game.
Got a lot of Texas fans with their heads in their hands right now. Not a good look for the Rangers fans.
Doesn't break my heart.
Mine neither.
Oh, here we go. First down for the Shamrocks. Odd under center, and he's going to hand the ball off to Ford. Ford across the 30 to the 32-yard line, picks up 3, and that's going to bring up second down and 7 for the Shamrocks.
I think they're going to ground and pound as much as they can, get some time off the clock with 6.5 minutes left here until halftime. If it was me, I would go to Ford all night long. He's the ball carrier with, 8.4 yards per carry this season, so.
Yeah, and his stablemate, Stallworth, number 44 in the game now, and he has run the ball effectively tonight, too. It's going to be second down for Yuma Catholic. Odd under center, and a little fake handoff, looking to throw the ball down the field. He's got a man. Oh, nice catch. Bringing in the ball, number 12, for the Shamrocks. That's going to be inside Knight territory.
That's Dagan Dunn. He's a 5'10 senior. Got the ball. First of all, threw a beautiful ball against the grain. And just a bullet to a Dunn, and then Dunn reaching out with a fingertip grab and goes out of bounds. That was a nice quality catch, Steve.
Very impressive. All right, first down for the Shamrocks. The ball at the Havasu 47-yard line. Ott is back in the gun, standing at his own 47-yard line. Gets the snap. Little screen pass to the far side, and that's going to be 24-40. Breaks one tackle, two tackles, almost a third, and he would have been gone. But the Knights defense gets him down, but Ford able to pick up the first down on that catch.
I'm going to give Ott a lot of credit on that play because it looked like a broken play at first. It looked like he was supposed to go, running back was supposed to be on the other side of him, and he didn't see him there, but made the most of it, and then he got line to gain and a little bit more. So first and 10 for Yuma Catholic.
Definitely some confusion
right
after the snap. The ball at the Havasu 35-yard line. Ott in the gun, and he's going to hand the ball off to Ford, number 24. Still on his feet inside the 25 down to the 24-yard line, and that's going to be enough for another Shamrock first down.
Yeah, the momentum is definitely going Shamrock's way right now. Well inside Havasu territory at the 24-yard line.
Just under 5 minutes to go here in the first half, 27-7. Yuma Catholic out in front of Havasu. Ott in the gun. He's got trips to his left, single receiver to his right. It's Ford, number 24, and he's going to get the handoff in the backfield. He's still on his feet inside the 20. And he pushes his way inside the 15-yard line, dragging a couple of Havasu defenders with him. Andrade back in the game, number 24, in on that tackle, so that's a good sign for Havasu fans. And that's going to be enough for a first down for the Shamrocks. They're going to put the ball at the Havasu 12-yard line.
Number 12, Ryder Spencer coming in. Looks like he's going to be the wideout on the left side. Number 12 coming in for Yuma Catholic. This is the wideout. You're going to watch him in the end zone right now.
Bad handoff, and Havasu looks like I got the ball. I think Havasu jumped on that fumble.
Trying to see who got it.
It was one of the linemen,
number 50. And that's Robbie Robbie Shopper. With the fumble recovery, that ball just got out of Ott's hands.
Yeah, that was a great defensive play for the Fighting Knights. The ball comes out. Chopper gets right on it. There was no doubt about who got that football. And the Havasu offense coming back out on the field. Got 4:06 to go here in the first half of action. And Havasu has time to put some points on the board.
get back into this football game. They are deep in their own territory. They really need to play some possession football here. Jump in the gun at his own 5-yard line. He's got Twins to his right, Twins to his left. Briggs, he's going to get the ball, and Briggs trying to find some room up the middle. And after a 3-yard gain, he's finally brought down at the 15-yard line. And those are the type of plays that you like to see. I mean, you're picking up 3 or 4 yards on first down. Then you get into a situation where if you can pick up the same a little bit more on second down, then you have a manageable third down situation. I think that's what Havis is looking to do. There's no sense to panic right now.
I'd like to see bigger chunks, especially with 3.5 minutes left until halftime.
You gotta have a little bit of patience.
But they have some confidence going right here, especially after the fumble recovery.
Second down, 6 yards to go. Briggs looking for some more room. And he is going to be tackled, and he's going to be tackled for a yard loss. He tried to get out on the far side of the field off of left tackle. Wasn't any opportunity for him to cut up field, and a couple of defenders for the Shamrocks brought him down.
Well, it looks like we're going to have a 3rd and 7, 3rd and 8 situation for Havis.
Clock now under 3 minutes to go here in the half. First half of action from Yuma Catholic High School.
Still 27-7, Shamrocks.
Halo jump in the gun at his own 9-yard line. Looking to throw the ball. Got a man open and overthrows him on the far side of the field. He had a couple of wide receivers out there. AAA number 5 and also Justin Taylor number 1. I'm not sure who he was trying to throw the ball to, but it was overthrown nonetheless.
Lucky it was overthrown. He had the safety or the corner who came in, read it, and broke on that, and the ball was too high to pick, but definitely had a read on it. The defensive player did.
So Havis is going to punt from their own 4-yard line. Back to receive the punt, number 2, Stokes, and the punt is a short one, and it is downed by the Knights at the Yuma Catholic 39-yard line. So Yuma Catholic comes out, and with 2:32 to go here in the first half, they have the ball inside Havis territory, and it's going to be first down for the Shamrocks.
Yeah, and they got plenty of time, too, with 2.5 minutes left until halftime, 27-7 lead. This team can strike hard and strike fast, so let's hope the Havis defense can hold right here right before the half.
Yeah, we've seen that tonight.
Sure have. It actually, despite the score, the defense has actually looked pretty good.
Odd in the gun for the Shamrocks. 1st and 10, Yuma Catholic. Screen pass out to Stokes. Stokes still on his feet, number 2, and he's gone.
Wow.
I don't think anybody's going to catch him. So, touchdown, Yuma Catholic. That is a hard man for the Havis defense to match up with.
Yeah, Stokes averages 22.3 yards per catch and has 6 touchdowns this season. Now I think 8. He's got at least 2 in this game right now.
We have an injured Knight on the field. There's a timeout on the field, and that looks like it's number 20. We'll confirm that number. The coaching staff out. He's moving. So I think maybe he got the wind knocked out of him or something along those lines.
It is number 20, Joel Quintanilla.
All right. We'll see you back in 60 seconds after the injury timeout.
Step up your carnivorous game. The meat that you want, the meat that you deserve should be its own enumeration. Ditch the online wait time, the grocery store buggy road rage, and take the meat list to Just Meats, Lake Havasu City. All the cuts, all the time. Fair market, fresh daily. The best cuts in Havasu. It's Just Meats. Just Meats, LHC.com. Bonus round. Ask about the secret recipes. Just Meats.
What's up, Havis? Chuck Mote here, general manager of Martin Swanee's Paradise Auto. There's no reason to drive for hours or call around to get a good handshake on a great used vehicle. Paradise Auto is a relaxed shopping experience where our friendly sales team will pressure you into any vehicle or auto loan that you're just not sure about. We're bringing you a great selection of high quality, well-maintained, like new vehicles. Let us show you the local difference in car shopping. Destination Havasu. You've arrived at paradise.
The injured player for the Friday Knights, number 20, Joe Quintanilla, he got up under his own power. He's off the field right now, so that's good news for Havasu. We have 2:23 left to go here in the first half, and, yeah, they're going to go for 2 points. I figured they would. They had that blocked extra point attempt
right, several
minutes ago, and it's going to be odd number 11 with the snap and see if they can hit the two-point conversion. And he drops back to pass, and he's got a little swing pass out to the far side of the field. Nice defensive play. It's incomplete. Coming up on that, number 21, Paul, doing a great job for Havasu.
Yeah, Luke Johnson, nice job. Almost picked that one off. I think that's a dead ball, though, right, on a two-point conversion?
It is.
If you pick it?
Yeah.
So, but unsuccessful.
Unsuccessful. So the score now, 33-7, Yuma Catholic out in front of Havasu. And there's 2:23 to go here in the first half. A little update for you from Texas. The Diamondbacks out in front of the Rangers by a score of 5-3. It's the bottom of the eighth. There's one out and a base runner for the Texas Rangers on second base. So game not quite over yet, but we're crossing our fingers.
And you got Ginkgo on the mound.
That's a pretty good sign. I'm more comfortable when Seawald comes in and shuts it down.
Yeah, well, in July, that wasn't always the case.
Yeah, but what does a couple of months?
Yeah, right.
What
have you done for me lately?
Yeah,
that's right.
There you go.
That's how baseball works.
Shamrocks are teeing the ball up. They're ready to kick it off for the Knights. See, back to receive the kickoff, number 4, Briggs, standing at his own 9-yard line. Got 2:23 to go here in the first half. And we're ready for the kickoff, and here we go. It's a very short high kick, and it's going to be fielded at the Knights' 24-yard line and wrestled down to the ground. Number 6 making the catch for the Fighting Knights, and that is Spencer
Ibarra.
He did a great job bringing that ball in. And the Knights will come out on offense with 2:19 to go here in the half.
Tackled by number 33, Hayden Beck.
33-7. When does the mercy clock or mercy rules kick in?
I don't know.
Not that
we're looking forward to that.
No, we're not.
We've got a 26-point lead.
So.
Right. They changed it, Paul. In the second half, it goes from last year it was 42 points. And they changed it to 35 points this year.
Interesting.
And then you have a running clock. So the Knights now, with an opportunity to get back on the scoreboard, they got the ball deep inside their own territory at their own 25-yard line, and Briggs, number 4, the running back, and tackled, kind of thrown to the ground at the 30-yard line, in on that tackle, number 44, Stallworth. But the thing about any of the Havasu running backs or receivers, you get them into open space and they have a couple of blocks, they can do the same kind of damage. They can run the ball a long way. I mean, a couple of 75-yard runs we've had this season, Briggs had one of them and Tyler Thompson had another. So they just need that opportunity to get out in open space and show what they can do. Jump, look, throw the ball, and there's Tyler Thompson, number 2, and he's on his way and on at the 45-yard line. And gets tackled at the 46-yard line, and got a hit put on him, but he gets up. That's a good sign. So Thompson picks up the first down, and it's going to be at the 46-yard line of the Knights. So Havasu, with 1:35 to go here in the first half, looking to put some points on the board before halftime, and they're in a good position to make a strike.
Yeah. Jump was a good choice hitting the receiver Thompson, but Thompson, had he gone forward, that'd probably be around the 30 or the 25-yard line of the Shamrocks, but going towards the middle of the field, broke a couple of tackles, just ran out of options.
But we talked about that prior to the play, how a couple of our players, when they get out and they have some open space, they can really tack on the yardage. And I did not see the flag.
This young Havasu team definitely has some speed.
That's going to be brought back to the 30-yard line. So it had to be some type of unnecessary roughness. I haven't seen the call yet, but it's a 15-yard penalty for the Knights.
No, I haven't.
So let's see what the officials have to say. They're conferring with Coach Thompson. He's not happy about it because it's a 15-yard penalty against his team, and he wants an explanation, and so do we.
The ball's still sitting at the line of scrimmage.
Well, but if you look back at what happened.
It's offsetting penalties.
It's offsetting penalties, so that's why it's back at the original line of scrimmage. So the gain is negated by Thompson, and the Knights now second down after the offsetting penalties. The second down is 5. The ball at the Havasu 30-yard line, 1:35 to go here in the half. And Jump in the gun drops back to the Knights' 25-yard line, gets the snap, and Briggs off left tackle. He's got some room on the far side of the field, 40, 45, and he is pushed out of bounds right at the 50-yard line. So Briggs doing a great job running the ball, picking up the first down, and keeping momentum going for the Knights.
And going out of bounds and stopping the clock.
We pushed out of bounds, but he was heading that way anyway.
Sure.
I think that if, you know, with his experience, he's been on the varsity squad now for 4 years. With his experience, if he didn't have a lot of yardage in front of him, he was going to go out of bounds no matter what. But the ball at the 50-yard line, it's first down, Fighting Knights. Clock ticking down to minute 20 to go here in the first half. Jump in the gun at the Knights' 45-yard line. Gets the snap, drops back. And the receiver, number one, Justin Taylor, still on his feet fighting for extra yardage. And he might have picked up another yard or two after that effort. It's going to bring up second down and 4 for Havasu. So Justin Taylor getting into the mix, doing a great job bringing the ball in, picking up the yardage.
Pretty good coverage by Polk on defense as well Huma Shamrock.
Jump looking to pass the ball to Taylor again, and he catches the ball for the first down and goes out of bounds. Smart move by Justin Taylor, number one. And the ball is going to be at the 38-yard line of the Shamrocks. So we got 45 seconds to go here in the first half. A couple of big plays getting down to the, you know, inside the 10 or something along those lines here in the next 30 seconds.
Yeah.
You have a shot to get on the scoreboard.
Haven't seen marching down the field with that 2-minute offense going on.
But they better hurry up. The clock down to 30 seconds. The game clock. Jump's going to throw the ball, and we got a pass interference called against the defense. And Tyler Thompson, the intended receiver, on the coverage. Zarlin Robinson, number 3, is going to be called for the flag. And it's going to be interference against the defense of the Yuma Catholic Shamrocks. And so Havasu will benefit from that. And it's an automatic first down, of course.
That flag looks like it was around the 32-yard line of Yuma Catholic.
So let's see where they actually put the football, Paul. There's 22 seconds left to go here in the first half. You got first down, Fighting Knights. The officials are talking amongst themselves, and we see the Shamrocks backing up, and they're going to put the ball inside the 30 down to the 28-yard line. So first and 10, Havasu from the Yuma Catholic 28-yard line with 22 seconds to go here in the first half. Our score, 33-7, Yuma Catholic out in front of Havasu.
So it looks like the ball was put at the point of the foul. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. It's a spot foul.
Okay.
Jump gets the snap, looking to go downfield. He's going to run to his left. He's got some open space. Halo jump inside the 20, 15, and he's going to go out of bounds along with the referee. Don't mean to laugh.
No.
At the 14-yard line of Yuma Catholic, and I think there's a flag that was thrown in late.
I think he was upset because he got knocked down, but he threw a flag as he ran back onto the field.
I don't think that was any intention from any player on the football field, Paul. We have a timeout, and we have a penalty flag on the field. We're going to keep it right here.
But that was after the play was blown dead. I'm thinking it's an unsportsmanlike.
It could be something. I mean, let's see what they're going to do. It's timeout Havasu.
Right.
Okay, we got that. The officiating crew, don't get me wrong, I think they've done a great job tonight, but they're a little slow when it comes to letting everybody know what the penalties are. And 14 seconds to go here in the half with the Havasu timeout. And, well, almost, not quite. Going to go talk to the Shamrocks coach. Hey, update for you. Diamondbacks, top of the ninth, 5-3. It's seawall time for Arizona. Oh,
the penalty is against the Shamrocks.
And
it's going to be a first and 10 at the Shamrock 15 for Havasu.
Oh, I know.
14 seconds left.
But they haven't marched the penalty off yet.
No, they haven't.
No, it's going to be first and goal for Havasu. After this penalty.
This could be half the distance if it's what I think it is. I mean, that was well after the play was dead.
Yeah, it was. Nice effort, though. Nice job by the Havasu offense right now in the waning seconds of the first half. Trying to get back into this ball game. They're down by a score of 33-7, and the ball is placed inside the 10-yard line, right half the distance to the goal. It's going to be at the 7-yard line. Havasu first and 10, and 14 seconds here to go in the half. Halo jump in the gun. Briggs, the lone setback. He's got three receivers out to his right, and single receiver out to his left. Jump gets the snap, rolls to his right, looking to throw the ball. And he's got a man targeted, and it's going to be incomplete. The intended receiver was 6'2", Tyler Thompson, and it was broken up. So that brings up second down, 9 seconds to go here in the half.
Yeah, that pass was well covered by the secondary of the Shamrocks. There were two people in coverage and two receivers, and, of course, the intended receiver being Thompson. But I don't know if I would have thrown that ball. I probably would have just kept it.
He had probably an opportunity to pick up a couple of yards.
They're in keeper territory here.
Yeah. And it's 9 seconds to go after the incomplete pass. Second down from the Shamrock 8-yard line. Jump in the gun. Same formation. And it's going to be Briggs looking to run the ball up the middle, and he gets it down to the 5-yard line. And that's going to do it, I think, unless somebody called a timeout quick enough. And, yes, the Knights did, with 3 seconds to go here in the half.
Scoreboard shows Havasu out of timeouts now. That was their last timeout, so the ball in the just inside the 6-yard line.
So you would think, unless there's a penalty, this is going to be the final play of the first half.
You think they kick it?
I don't know. I think, you know, you're
going to... You know Carl Thompson?
Yeah, no,
probably not.
You don't. You don't kick it.
Right.
I think in this situation... You're about to score, hopefully, a touchdown. You're down, you know, Paul, 26 points. You need to do something more than a field goal as you go into halftime. That's just my opinion. And nobody really pays attention to those. What happens is coming out on offense. Here we go.
This is like a water cooler discussion.
Yeah, it could
All
be.
All right.
Could be.
See, there goes that Death Star again.
Oh, they are going to go for the field goal.
Great count.
There you go. All right, so field goal attempt coming in for the Fighting Knights, and it's number 99, Molyneux, ready to kick this field goal, and it's going to be about a 22-yard field goal attempt, and we have a timeout by Yuma Catholic.
Oh, boy.
So it's going to be about a 22-yard field goal attempt. And Molyneux, he's very capable of putting that through the upright.
I like the call, but I still
now
think it's a Carl Thompson
now
play.
Now do you change your mind?
No, I think
change
you
it?
Fake the field goal and put it in the end zone. But if you've watched any film or whatever they call it now of a Carl Thompson team, you know that anything can happen on a special teams play.
That is true. Molyneux is still out on the field in the huddle on the far side. During this Shamrock timeout. And, yeah, no changes whatsoever. They're going to bring out the field goal unit. But, hey, they might have something up their sleeve.
Knowing Coach Thompson.
You want to do something positive before you go into halftime. You want some points. I think it's very critical to try to do that. But, hey, if it's a fake, we'll see what happens. We're going to find out momentarily. 3 seconds to go here in the first half. And waiting for the snap.
Kayla jumps the holder.
And the kick is up. And the kick is good.
Nice.
So as time runs out, In the first half, the Fighting Knights get back on the scoreboard with a field goal as we go into halftime. The score, 33, Yuma Catholic, 10 for Havasu.
Hi, this is Tammy with the Law Office of Kenneth E. Moyer. Ken has been practicing law in Mojave County for over 20 years. Ken has always been a supporter of the communities he serves, and he has always been a supporter of high school athletics. Ken can assist you with personal injury, wrongful death, bankruptcy, wills, powers of attorney, business law, and real estate, including condo and homeowners associations. Call me for an appointment at 928-505-4906.
Hi, I'm Andrea Hellert with the Lake Havasu Area Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber is a proud sponsor of the Havasu High School Fighting Knights football game broadcast. Just like the Knights, your Chamber knows all about teamwork. It's our job to team up with each business, educating the Chamber tools, opportunities, networking, and so much more. Stop by the Chamber office or visit us online at HavasuChamber.com. Now, join me in cheering on our Havasu Fighting Knights. Go Knights!
Inside the train testing facility, our heating and cooling products go through endless torture tests to ensure they can run through anything. And when we say torture, we don't take it lightly. We do drop them, slam them against the wall, shake them, and then expect them to run without an extra decibel in our anechoic sound chamber. Without fail. Drop, slam, shake, silence. Drop, slam, shake, silence. And there's no end in sight. We test so it runs. Mercury Air Conditioning and Heating. Call today, 928-854-4101. That's why it's hard to stop a train.
Living in the desert presents some unique challenges, like some pretty unsavory pests taking up residency in your home. The problem is, oftentimes you don't notice them until it's too late. Havasu Pest Control has been inspecting, detecting, and helping to control desert pests in Havasu since 1973. They're state certified to help you maintain a pest and rodent-free environment. So call the good guys at Havasu Pest Control, 855-1054.
Anderson Automotive and Power Sports is proud to sponsor Lake Havasu High School football. The winning team at Anderson Automotive and Power Sports will be cheering them on. When it comes to winners, nothing beats Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Toyota, Nissan for your everyday drive. Outdoor warriors, you can't beat Can-Am, Polaris, Sea-Doo, and Yamaha. Come on down at any Anderson Automotive or Power Sports dealerships for a hassle-free buying experience with our non-commissioned sales staff. Anderson, the leaders in customer satisfaction.
Hi, football fans. Did you know MCC is ranked one of the best community colleges in America? And they want to help our high school students earn free and discounted college credits. We're talking college credits that transfer to universities, including the University of Arizona, ASU, and NAU. And MCC can also help you with career advancement. Check out all the healthcare, trade school programs, and degree options they have. It's online at mojave.edu. That's mojave.edu.
You've thought about it and maybe even shopped for one, but for whatever reason, you still don't have a hot tub. Right now is a great time to check out Neat Pool and Supply. They have the inventory and want to help you find the best one for you. We define family time with a free flow hot tub with 10 unique models. There's a free flow spa that fits your lifestyle and your budget. Plus, free flow hot tubs are a breeze to set up. Just add water, plug in, and enjoy. Find free flow hot tubs at Neat Pool and Supply on Scott Drive in Lake Havasu City or online at neatpool.com.
Hi, this is Tim Shagrew with the Shagrew family of restaurants. We have always supported Lake Havasu High School athletics, and this year is no different. We're proud to be a sponsor of Fighting Knights football, supporting the purple and gold. Following the football team and all Lake Havasu High School athletic programs is fun. Good luck this season from Barley Brothers, Legends, Mackay Cafe, Tavern 95, Javelina Cantina, Flying X Saloon, and Shagrew's Restaurant.
Welcome back to Yuma Catholic High School, the home of the Shamrocks. It's halftime. The Shamrocks out in front of the Knights by a score of 33-10. And, Paul, Havasu showed some good signs on offense. It's the big plays that I think you're going to look at, especially here in the first half, of course, that really did them in, that Yuma Catholic was able to punch the ball into the end zone. The kickoff return for a touchdown. The long pass to number two of the Shamrocks,
Sir Stoke,
and touchdown. So Havasu doing a good job keeping in this game. They come in with a 3-5 record, highly ranked Yuma Catholic at 8-0. Oh, for sure. This game started ugly for Havasu. I mean, it was a kickoff return for a touchdown, you know, to the house. And then another big play after that, I think it was a punt return. And all of a sudden it's 14-0, but you got to give Havasu credit. They regrouped, and they're down by 23, but they've got a couple of turnovers. I don't think they've turned the ball over, but I believe UMA Catholic has two turnovers.
Well, so, the interception, Havasu intercepting the ball.
Right.
The fumble recovery.
And then you have the fumble recovery.
They had to strip from Halo.
Oh, correct.
And
right, right.
So there's the one to turn over there.
That was it. But, I mean, there was 10.5 minutes left in the first quarter before UMA Catholic even touched the ball on offense. So that's one thing you can say about Havasu regrouping is that, I mean, it was ugly at first. It looked like they were going to be down big. But they've got 10 points off of a really good Shamrocks defense.
They do. Okay, we're going to hear from more of our sponsors, and we'll be back after the break.
Got a flat tire? Who you going to call?
Fireman!
Or can you just got a few hours longer? Who you going to call?
Fireman!
Is your car possessed by the spirit of NASCAR and won't stop turning left? Who you going to call?
Fireman!
Find your exact tire in seconds at Tireman at Lake Havasu. Tires that last longer with no hidden charges, out-the-door pricing, wheel alignments, and tire repair done quick. Don't let your day-to-day get in the way of speaking to the Tire Man today. Save a fortune and time. Visit TireManOfLakeHavasu.com.
To keep your cars or trucks looking posh, check out the new Havasu Express Car Wash, a quick new way to keep your vehicles looking bright and sheen. Have fun and get clean. 4 different wash packages available to save you a buck. And oh yeah, Havasu Express Wash can even wash your dually truck. Basic washes starting at $7, or try a monthly membership deal. Unlimited monthly car washes. Now that's a steal. Free vacuum and towels to use. So come on by 108 North Lake Havasu Avenue. Give Havasu Express Car Wash a try.
Hi, Madison Bremer here from Arizona Financial Credit Union. If you've been putting off home improvement projects, now may be the perfect time to get started with a home equity loan from Arizona Financial. Use the equity in your home to help fund a kitchen or a bathroom remodel, new flooring, or even a new backyard deck. To learn more, stop by your local Arizona Financial branch or visit arizonafinancial.org. That is arizonafinancial.org. Insured by NCUA Equal Housing Opportunity.
Bradley Ford exemplifies Ford Tough. It's all about rugged capability, outstanding performance, and dependability of Ford trucks. Whether it's hauling a big load or getting you to a job site, count on the lineup of versatile, hardworking Ford trucks to work overtime and get the job done. Hi, this is Bill Cunier, General Manager of Bradley Ford. See our family of Ford trucks from the Super Duty models to America's truck, the F-150. Bradley Ford has the truck for you. Stop by the dealership or see us online at bradleyford.com.
Salmon's Air Conditioning dominates in saving residents thousands in heating, cooling, replacement, and repairs. Up to $900 in Unisource utility rebates are available for you right now. With Salmon's Air Conditioning, expect superior assistance and quality with their maintenance plan. Receive priority service, parts, exclusivity, special discounts, and all for only $160 a year. Make the switch to Salmon's before your AC switches to broken and unavailable for repair. Visit SalmonsAC.com today.
Hi, this is Tammy with the Law Office of Kenneth E. Moyer. Ken has been practicing law in Mojave County for over 20 years. Ken has always been a supporter of the communities he serves, and he has always been a supporter of high school athletics. Ken can assist you with personal injury, wrongful death, bankruptcy, wills, powers of attorney, business law, and real estate, including condo and homeowners associations. Call me for an appointment at 928-505-4906.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Arizona.
This message presented by the AIA and the Arizona Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.